Well, there are a number of things in the budget. For one thing, we rejected the president's recommendation to cut Medicare by $500 billion, which had that cut stood, it would have created more people that were covered for less health care matters under Medicare. It also, the budget rejected a $100 billion cut to the Medicaid program over 10 years, which once again just creates more uninsured people. And it provides for a $50 billion expansion of the SCHIP program, which covers more people, and rejects the president's continued freeze on funding the National Institute of Health, which does a lot of the real cutting-edge science that many of the pharmaceutical industry companies take credit for, but the National Institute of Health and the taxpayers of this country actually pay for that. And it also includes in the report a prompt pay language that would require insurance companies that operate drug plans for Medicare recipients to pay their providers within 2 weeks. And so all of those are things that we did in the budget to require that. And, you know, the lack of accessible health care is just epidemic, and it's clear that access to affordable health care in our country is going to have to be dealt with. It's really something that should not be a privilege, but something that everyone can depend on.